So I wanted to talk about silence, because silence is a key part of doing retreat. And often people feel a little bit nervous about silence, or they don't understand why we're doing it. They think that it means shutting down and not communicating with other people. And very often, sometimes in families, if there's silence, like at the dinner table, it means somebody's really mad and there's going to be an explosion soon. So, you know, then you come here and all your old associations with silence come in, like somebody's mad, they're unfriendly, they don't like me, I can't communicate. All these different kind of preconceptions come. I think it's important to make sure that silence here is not because of any of those things. It's because we're all here for the purpose of looking inside of ourselves and purifying our mind and doing some intensive work. And when we talk a lot, we distract ourselves. And especially when we talk, we create a personality. We talk about what I like, what I don't like, where I've traveled, who I'm in a relationship with, the problems of my relationship, what kind of career I have, on and on and on. And we just create so many identities and so many opinions that, of course, we don't think are opinions. We think they're the reality of who we are. And then we tell them to other people, yeah? And that's not at all helpful for our mind when we're trying to really examine those realities, examine those opinions, you know, and those self-perceptions, and in our meditation, and really ask ourselves, are these true or not true? Yeah? And so keeping silence, you know, it gives us, for ourselves, that mental space where we don't need to create an identity to convince other people of, or an identity to convince ourselves of, or an identity to solidify, you know. But we're really giving ourselves a break from having to create that identity. So in our meditation, we can examine the piles of identities, you know, that we've already created and try and dismantle some of them. Okay, so the silence benefits us. It also benefits the other person because other people are trying to do this kind of internal work too. And by being silent, we're respectful of their meditation practice. You know, because if we chatter and we, you know, start talking about this and that, we not only distract ourselves, but we distract the other person as well. Okay? So silence is done out of self-respect and respect for others. And, you know, it doesn't mean that we don't talk at all, you know, that a pot of boiling water is on the edge and it's about to fall over on somebody, but you're in silence, so, you know, yeah, I mean, come on. you know, so when it's necessary for safety reasons, of course we talk, okay? But we're just trying to really... It gives us such a good opportunity to look at this impetus to talk all the time. You know, how I always want to add my opinion. Whatever is said, I want to add my opinion. I want to add my story. I want to make a mark. And like, you know, what does it feel like to not do that? How are they going to know I exist? You know, how am I going to think that I'm a smart person if I can't offer an opinion? Okay. But, you know, so it's very interesting for making us pause and really ask our, you know, monitor our own motivation for speaking and what speaking does, you know, for this, the construction of the I, Yeah. And to ask ourselves, you know, what is our motivation for speaking? How much of it is for me and how much of it is for the other person? Yeah. Does the other person really need to hear what I'm saying? Okay. So it's a good chance to really stop and watch that and ask those kinds of questions. Of course, you know, when we have a teaching and I say, are there any questions, then it's fine to ask a question. Okay, or when we have a discussion group, yeah. But to even watch sometimes our questions, because sometimes all these questions pop up and we have a tendency, rather than to think about them, and try and answer them to ourselves, or go to the library and look up an answer in the book, well, I'll just ask somebody else. Yeah? And then they'll tell me the answer. Then I don't need to think about it, and I don't need to research it myself. Yeah? Without thinking that maybe thinking about it ourselves is part of the process of learning, and that, you know, researching it also, if we have to put some energy out, we might remember the answer better. Whereas if we just rely on someone else to tell us the answer without having to think about it ourselves, then we usually don't remember and we ask the same question again later. Yeah. Because we got an answer, we wrote it down, then we forgot it. We didn't think about it. Okay. So, you know, even as questions come up for us, you know, think about them a little bit. You know, write them down, but ask them to yourself in your meditation. In the break time, you know, go and see in one of the books if you can find an answer, or listen to one of the talks online to try and find an answer. If you still can't find an answer and you've thought about it for a while, then ask a question. Okay? But it can be some really good practice, you know, for us in kind of researching things ourselves, and also in respecting other people's time. Yeah? So it's a good thing to do that. You know, I get so many people writing me personal questions that I had to make a decision that I can either write books or I can answer email, but I don't have the time to do both. Yeah? And some people, you know, I might answer one or two questions. And then every few days they send a question. And I can tell that they're not thinking about the answers I give at all. And they're not thinking about the question before they ask it either. Yeah? And so then I usually don't answer. Yeah. And the funny thing is, they usually forget about it. Yeah, because the question popped up one day, and they thought, oh, well, you know, I'll get the instant answer like this. But then they forget it the next day. Whereas, you know, if you're really meditating and you want to find an answer to something, it stays with you and you think about it and you look at it this way and that way and the other way. And then when you ask a question, you have, you know, some thought behind your question. Yeah. Okay.